Hello and welcome to the theatre world of Smith Scripts, our second podcast giving you information about some new scripts which we've got available and some shows which we have seen and are about to go and see as well. So sit back, have a listen, and if anything takes your fancy, you might find more information on smithscripts.co.uk. So, review time. And in our last episode, I mentioned that I was off to London to see Only Fools and Horses, the musical, which I did last week at the Theatre Royal Haymarket. Now, I went mainly because the actor playing Delboy appeared on the same stage as me nearly 30 years ago when he was very, very young and I was a little bit older and we were in a production of Macbeth. The show, that is for Only Fools and Horses, I wouldn't say it's a great show. It's a good fun show and it's a great homage to the TV series. But I have to say, Tom Bennett, who was my erstwhile co-star, was absolutely tremendous as Delboy. Ryan Hutton was equally good as Rodney. And Paul Whitehouse, in the last week of his performances as Grandad, was really, really good as well. It's a great fun show. And I have to say, you know, Tom Bennett, well done. Absolutely fantastic. Good to see, good fun. It's running, I think, until at least February next year, and it's well worth catching. Next, it's preview time. So what am I off to the theatre to see in the next week? Well, I'm back at Sidmouth at the Summer Play Festival there, and I'm going twice this week. Once to see a thriller, Double Death, by Simon Williams, who you may remember from things like Upstairs, Downstairs. I know nothing about it. I gather it's quite a good, clever piece of work, so I'm looking forward to seeing that on Monday. And then later on in the week, I'll be seeing a bit of Alan Ayckbourn at, in this case, Table Manners, which is one of the three plays which makes up his Norman Conquest trilogy. So a bit of thriller, a bit of comedy, hopefully good fun, well acted, and probably some fantastic sets, which I'm getting used to seeing down in Sidmouth at the Manor Pavilion Theatre. The following week, more stuff to come. I think I'm back seeing a big musical then. But for now, it's Double Death by Simon Williams, Table Manners by Alan Ayckbourn. So now we're going to turn our attention to some new scripts published by Smith Scripts very recently. You can find more information on smithscripts.co.uk. And the first one is a touching and very funny comedy drama by Sandy Truman called Who Gets the Cat? Cast of seven. If you're looking for something like a little bit different, well worth having a look at this one, and it's been very successfully performed already. Next, we have a new musical written by Steve Horn called Newtown. It's a lively and upbeat show set in a fictional Newtown in the 1960s. It's fun, it's very funny, with some great characters and lots of original songs. Now we're looking ahead to some pantomime. Always good to have another new pantomime on our list. We've got over 70 of them. And now we have a version of The Little Mermaid by Samantha Cartwright and Emma Holdershaw. This is fun for all the family, very, very traditional in its outlook, but fresh and exciting. So The Little Mermaid is a really good choice. Not done a huge amount, but well worth looking at this particular one. And lastly, a really lovely, very touching and moving monologue from an older actress called The Postman by Heaton Wilson, about a lady who is more or less confined to her home and finds comfort in inventing a postman who brings her news and all sorts of other information. It's a lovely piece of work, so well worth looking out at that. The Postman by Heaton Wilson. So all of the shows that I've mentioned are available on smithscripts.co.uk. Next, we're going to take a look at some of our scripts and what they're doing here, there and everywhere. Firstly, we'll mention Are You Lonesome Tonight? By Andy Mosley. A wonderful two-hander about a pair of obsessive Elvis Presley fans. And it follows the story of how Elvis, even after his death, he brings their marriage back on course and helps them to reconcile their differences. It's a lovely play, and Andy recently went out to see it performed in Memphis, so I know it went down extremely well out there. So worth looking at, Are You Lonesome Tonight? By Andy Mosley. Next, we have some exciting news that some of our scripts are likely to be used in the Swansea Fringe later on in the year. We're not able to say which ones they are yet, but to get our scripts out there to events such as Fringe Festivals is a very, very exciting prospect, so keep your eyes open for that. Now, the Westovians Theatre Group are based in South Shields, up in the northeast of England, and they're doing an evening called Scriptease, where they are giving public readings for some new writing. And we have a script going on up there, Pink 24 by Daniel Webster, the story of a lady announcing the winners of a raffle at an evening of theatre. It's a very, very funny piece, recently seen at the play readings by the Mitre Players in Croydon in South London. So those are bits of news about some of our scripts, and we hope to have much more interesting and exciting news very soon. And so finally, do come and have a look at what we have in store at Smith Scripts. There's a whole variety of plays, sketches, monologues, one-act plays, full-length plays, pantomimes, comedies, dramas, thrillers. There really is a huge selection, and we've got now over 400 scripts. So take a look, take a choice, and see what you can take to your group, which might be original, fun, funny, dramatic, and get your audience really asking for more. So that's all for today and for this podcast. So this is Paul Smith signing off and saying, do keep up to date and look at what we've got at www.smithscripts.co.uk. Until next time, goodbye.